It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, Week in Review normally on Fridays, but last Friday it was a Patriots Friday following a game, and there was a lot to discuss after the Patriots got smoked by the Jets. So we said, should we scrap it? No, we should not scrap it. We're going to do our Week in Review here on a Monday, Jones and Keefe. And let's begin with perhaps a new follow on Twitter, a new stats-based follow, maybe a little erotic as well.
He says what Brissett is doing best, sack avoidance and protecting the ball. It's not sexy.
No, I guess sack avoidance is not.
Maybe the least sexy.
In fact, you want the opposite.
You don't want the avoidance there.
Yeah.
You want
all over it.
Yeah. What's the opposite of avoidance?
The 413 in the text line, did you say Boston Sports Nymph? Boston Sports Nymph?
I'll look that up during the break. Do not bing that on a work computer.
That's going to be somebody else.
Not
sitting
sexy.
On a gold mine. So there you go. So yes, Boston Sports Inf, which we have referenced here and there. I think all the shows do. Does a good job gathering Boston sports related statistics.
Oh, yeah, we had a good stat from Boston Sports Nymph today on Andy Dalton.
I like that it's now Boston Sports Nymph.
Yeah.
I think most people do.
Lean in on that.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah, spice it up a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
We also had I think this was a texter. With a good breakdown of what this show is.
One text here, 37937, Keith, maybe the best synopsis, I think, of the show.
Yeah, let's hear it.
New Hampshire. I'm going to blame New Hampshire for this.
Ooh, shout out.
603 text.
Granite State.
You guys broadcast in the soft fourth dimension.
Okay. I like that.
Within the confines of a fine sarcastic line. It's hard to explain, and it's entertaining, but I think it may be making me insane.
Oh, okay. There's a lot in there.
I heard entertaining. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Take it.
Boom.
All I heard is they like it.
Like, here's what I said to Keith off the air.
Yep.
Sounds like another satisfied customer. That's what I think. That's a satisfied customer right there.
I was
there.
Like lost after that fourth dimension thing.
Soft fourth dimension.
Yeah, not the hard fourth dimension.
I'm not up on my dimensions. What does that mean? Call my friends at Northeast Mental Health.
Figure that out real quick.
Let's firm that up.
All right.
Soft fourth dimension.
No, I'll take that. That seems like a good thing overall.
That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a satisfied customer.
We'll see.
There's
not
a,
bad.
There's
not
a lot of
bad at all,
fourth
Jones.
Dimension texts and tweets now ever since that went down. That was a good description of the show, I feel like.
Early feedback. I think that's been positive.
Yeah.
Also, I've known you a long time, but yet still I'm learning things about you.
Yes.
This was something from last Tuesday, which was news to me.
Oh.
Joey Sly. You're a Sly guy.
Sly guy.
Too Sly, Sly.
Sly in the Family
hush,
Stone.
Hush, Sly, Sly.
Yeah.
That's Kajagoogoo.
Is that what? I got to be honest, that one went right over.
You don't know
Kajagoogoo?
Billy knows it. He's shaking his head in disgust, but he knows what I'm talking
what
about.
What is that? Is that a children?
Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. It's like Kajagoogoo. An 80s banger.
Kajagoogoo is an 80s banger.
Is it?
It's called Too Shy.
If you hear it, you'll have to.
Okay, if I hear it, I might know it.
But what I did is I changed it to Too Sly.
I gotcha.
Because it's... You're too shy.
Are you serious?
Vermont.
I know. Maybe any day now they might get Kajagoogoo.
Yeah, Delilah will play that at some point.
That's good.
Just got Miami Weiss. Miami Weiss, number one new show.
Miami Weiss, number one new show. Hey.
Stop. Hammer time.
Pretty good. Yeah, that one somehow slipped through the cracks up there.
Even on another re-listen, I'm more familiar with that song than I was last week.
We stumbled upon a Keefspiracy last week. I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street with the two youngsters, and this is a Keefspiracy. Not for the faint of heart. Do you want to know what my Count Von Count conspiracy theory is, or Keefspiracy?
Let's hear it.
So, Sesame Street, famously Count Von Count.
Sure.
And yet, you never see him sucking the blood of any of the other Muppets.
No.
Ever.
There's always the implied threat.
We know what we've also haven't seen in many years. I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street recently. Snuffleupagus. I'm convinced he has Snuffleupagus chained up into his basement and he feeds off of Snuffy.
Yeah.
He would have more blood than any other creature on that show.
Wasn't our Snuffleupagus just an imaginary friend of Big Bird? Wasn't that the thing
that
Big
right?
Bird was the only one who saw him?
I don't think... No, that's a good theory too, but
imaginary
I've heard...
blood.
No, but other characters...
Well, you said the other day they're monsters.
Yeah.
So he probably can't feed off monster blood, so he would have to go after the humans.
Like a saber tooth.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing. It was like you said on Sesame Street, for the most part, those characters are monsters.
Most of them are monsters.
Right,
like Elmo's
so
a monster.
Can't survive off that.
It's a good theory, though.
Monster blood?
It's a good
probably not.
These vampires need a well to go
well,
to.
Well, Snuffy isn't a monster, I don't think. He is like a wildebeest or whatever he is.
That's not human blood.
He's not a wildebeest?
He's an elephant?
Is that,
some
sort of...
I think Billy's right. I think he was Big Bird's imaginary friend originally.
Yeah.
But since then, like, other characters talk to him.
He's like a woolly mammoth. Isn't he more like woolly mammoth?
Yeah, he's like a woolly mammoth.
He's more woolly mammoth.
Or a blood bank. He's just Count Von Count's blood bank.
That's what he is.
Sadly.
So where has he been?
Yeah.
And what have you done with him?
Count Von Count's castle.
You monster.
He shows up to Sesame Street, does his counting. One, two. And they're like, where's Snuffy, Count? Where's Snuffy? All right, we also stumbled upon just a great exercise, one of my favorite activities, just naming random baseball players from years past.
Nice.
This was when the White Sox got brought up. You guys remember how many saves Bobby Thigpen had in 1991?
Ron Karkovice, though?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, Ron Karkovice. Yeah.
He was like their second catcher.
Ron Karkovice.
Behind Pudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
A Fisk and Ron Karkovice.
Exactly. I saw a thing on the internet the other day.
Ron Karkovice.
It was a photo of Ron Karkovice, and it goes, this is Ron Karkovice, played for the White Sox.
Oh, nice.
He's 23 years old in this photo, even though he looks 45.
Sometimes there's this. Because I'll be on like a text chat with buddies, we just name random athletes, and like that is one that makes you laugh out loud.
That's a good one.
Ron Karkovice. Yeah, you kind of just retire it for the day. When somebody hits you with Ron Karkovice, you're like, all right.
You win
that one. We'll start up. Yeah, we'll start up Tuesday.
Get back to
that's
that tomorrow.
Timer.
But that's a good name.
Man.
Good pull.
And then last week, Jones, we had our first of what could be many scoop-offs at WEI. Yeah, this is a big...
A lot of controversy
as it related to some Jeremy Swayman scoops that I have received, Courtney Cox on the morning show has received, and so here's just a quick mashup of what happened last week.
I was told a deal is done.
Done.
Wow.
Done. Oh, done.
Yes.
Okay. So how's your sourcing on this?
Sourcing is good.
What, is it solo sourcing? Do we have a backup? What's the...
Two sources.
Two sources. Wow. Cocoa bomb.
Rich Keefe might have to step aside after this one.
I was told deal is done.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you ready for a scoop-off?
We might have ourselves an old-fashioned scoop-off. I'm kind of hearing the opposite. So you saw me earlier today working the phones.
Oh.
You saw me in the back room working the phones.
So many phones.
A deal has not been done. From what I understand, they're going to begin camp without him. So I told you that the Swayman asked for 10.
Asked for or demanded?
Asked for. It's a negotiation, Jones.
He didn't demand it. Okay.
No, he asked for 10.
Interesting.
I don't believe the Bruins will go north of 8.
We're out there this morning that it was a done deal with Swayman. That's obviously not true, not correct.
It's 100% inaccurate.
All right. There you go. There is the scoop off.
In case I left any gray area.
No, 100% inaccurate.
Couldn't be less accurate, actually. So the scoop off, score one for Keith.
Yep, that's all right.
But I will say this. There are a lot of beat writers. This is not just Courtney. I said this last week. I'll reiterate. A lot of beat writers were hinting at something was close, and if not outright hinting at it, certainly characterizing it as... It'll get done.
Oh, selling a bill of goods.
That was the sentiment all offseason from all the beat, right? It'll get done. Don't worry about it. It'll get done. It's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. And Keith's been right on this for a long period of time. In fact, I've heard more and more Elliot Friedman, and local beat writers. I heard Fluto talking about this. They're not close. It's not close, and you heard it from Don Sweeney last week, and you would have known that if you just listened to Scoops Keith.
That's it.
That's
all we got to say.
So that's last week in review.
There you go. That's it. Last week in review.
Very productive week around these parts.